And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba, they have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind, so they have an extra one, and that's how we get the podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba's podcast.
Hi, it's Big D and Bubba's podcast.
Hi.
Hi. Hey.
That's Big D.
Hey.
I'm Bubba. That's Patrick over there. And Carson is in her studio. We don't know where she is or if she's going to join us. Hey, thanks to Subway for sponsoring the podcast again. Try a hot, delicious Subway breakfast sandwich built just the way you want it. And I mean, like that. Like, I love the, you get the egg white and cheese with tomato and fresh spinach on the flatbread. It's toasted. It's good. That's great. You could even throw on green peppers, onions, or even jalapenos for the extra kick. Or maybe throw on the bacon, add Black Forest ham, or even steak, because you're going to love that. Subway has countless breakfast sandwich combinations, each made exactly to your liking. So stop by and get the one that's got your name on it. The Subway Sandwich Shop. Fresh is what we do. Patrick, you okay? He's busy. Busy week, man. He's had all kinds of work stuff.
Hey, speaking of bacon, I found a way of making. Do you do a lot of bacon?
Nah, not really. I do that stuff that I can microwave because it's fast.
Oh.
You know the ones that I bring here sometimes? They're good. I mean, it's that microwavable. It's already, you know, it's already cooked and you just toss it in the microwave for 60 seconds and you have bacon in a pinch.
That's not, in a pinch. The best way to do it. Here's the best way to do it. There are two different camps. There are the low and slow stovetop, like in a pan.
The low and slow way.
But there's also a low and slow, and that's why I've always done it. I always put it on low, and I just let it slowly cook in a cast iron skillet I'll let it cook for 45 minutes. There's another way to do it that's a lot easier cleanup. Take paper, what do you call that? You would put it over a pan. Like a cookie.
Oh, like sheet. I know what you're talking about. Not cookie sheet, but
what do they call
like
that?
Oven. It's like oven. It has
it's
oven in
oven
the name
paper.
Of it.
Oven
paper.
It's oven paper.
It's like
it's parchment paper.
Yes, parchment paper that you line your cookie sheets
yes,
and all with.
Right.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
So you just you put that on top, and then you stretch out your bacon slices, and then here's the key. You put it at 350 to 380 degrees. Then when you put the bacon into the oven, you take a little bit, like a pinch of brown sugar, and you just kind of sprinkle it over all the meat, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You put it in.
Sounds like a lot of work. I've already checked out, man.
It's not hard.
Okay.
And you cook it. It's going to cook for however long you like it. It's going to take 30 minutes or so, 20 minutes. And to see what kind of, some people like it really burned. Okay, now it's going to come out. It's going to be kind of a sticky thing. The good thing is it just lifts right off, and you put the paper away. There's no cleanup at all. Before you serve it, you take some crushed black pepper, and you sprinkle that on top of that, so it's like a sweet and peppery pepper bacon. So good.
I believe you. I would much rather come to your house to eat than cook myself.
I think it would take less time to drive to his house.
Yeah.
I made the best
I do too.
Chicken fajitas last night. It was the best I've ever had ever in my entire life. If there was a restaurant that served them this good that I made, I would go there at least twice a week to get them. They were ridiculously good. So great.
Okay.
We'll let you guys know that.
Why don't you let the restaurant know that?
Yeah.
I mean, why don't you go in and go, look, I have a...
They got to do too many. They got too many people. They don't have enough time, and they're rushing through it. If they really took their time, they could do it a lot better.
I have a question about this. What about menu items? Like, I'm one of those people that if I go somewhere and they've got 500,000 things on the menu, I think to myself, there's no way any of this is going to be great.
Right.
You see 500,000 things on the menu, you go, well, something will be good, but nothing will be great.
Well, here's the thing.
If you go somewhere where they have like 10 things on the menu, you know
they do it well.
Yeah. You kind of are going to be in for a treat.
Yes. Because if they get 500 menu items, they're using a food supplier because they can't keep all that stuff. It's all frozen when they get so many different options, and they're just taking it out of the freezer and sticking it in a fryer or whatever they're mm-hmm. doing, and it's going to taste that way. It's just going to taste kind of, you know, it's like as if you ever travel to Europe and you go and you spend time over there, they eat less and they spend three times longer eating. They take a lot more time. They enjoy their food. In America, we are instant gratification. I have to get my sugar. I have to get my salt. I have to get my fat. That whatever it is, but your body, we crave it now.
Well, for me, for a meal to take a long time, it's to let the magic shell get hard on top of my ice cream. That's about how long I want to wait.
I go, hey man, when are you going to get here? When are you going to be here? Oh, I'll be there in five magic shells. That's how he does. That's how he keeps time now. I'm like, okay, five magic shells. Okay, so you, 10 minutes? Yeah, 10, 12 minutes. Yeah, it's five. Okay, gotcha. Thanks.
Dude, there is something about magic shell. I know it's so unhealthy. You know, my daughter, she'll come up and I'll be pouring it on. And she's like, chemicals!
Oh, wow. Well.
Yeah. It is.
It is chemicals.
But it's so tasty.
And you know what? Chemicals can be tasty, too.
And it's magic. It's in the name.
It's in the name. You're right.
Do you remember the first time you had magic shell when you were growing up? Did you have it?
My parents, I told you, my parents, you know, we didn't have any money. You know, my mom and dad made a really good effort, and they succeeded with never letting us know how poor we were.
Yeah.
And they never made us feel, except whenever I would go to friends' houses and they would have Coke instead of like whatever the Walmart brand was, or we would have Oreos at my friend's house or Doritos instead of the generic stuff. Then I would go, well, why are we not getting all this?
But I remember the first time I had Magic Shell.
I
was 14. I was at my friend David Legnan's house. And we had only ever had, like, Hershey syrup, which is not the same.
No.
It's not really sweet like magic shell, you know?
Yeah. Plus, well, it doesn't get hard.
Wait, forget that. It's not. It doesn't taste as chocolate.
Oh, Walmart Coke.
Man, you're really squealy today.
He is squealy.
It's because your door's open.
If you ever wonder why Patrick's squealy sometimes, it's because he's in his studio, his office over there, and then he's being piped over a speaker into here, and it's loud, so the microphones pick it up. So don't ever blame him for that. It's his way of being able to do – he's multitasking.
Andy and Bubba could fix it, but they choose not to.
Yeah, that's right. So it was – did you have chocolate or did you have –
was it was chocolate magic shell, man.
Yeah.
You know what I like? I like to actually – there is a way to do it. You know, you talked about your way of doing your bacon. I'll tell you my way of doing ice cream. You get your ice cream, the flavor that you love, and then you take a little bit of Ovaltine malt. Not like the – no, yet trust me on this
Ovaltine?
One. Ovaltine.
Okay.
You do the malt kind. You take a little spoon of that, and you kind of sprinkle it around on top of your ice cream, and then you pour the magic shell on top. And it is crazy because malt with chocolate and the ice cream, it's magical.
Can you read your little Orphan Annie comic books?
I don't know where I got that. I guess maybe from my dad. He used to drink malt stuff all the time. But oh, it's so good. Ovaltine malt flavor. Try it.
Becoming that time of year, we'll start watching that movie, by the way. It's a tradition at my house, too.
Yep.
Do you love that movie, or do you tolerate that
movie? I went through a phase where I go, I love it. Now I'm kind of like, I find myself like,
again.
I think TBS kind of wrecked it for me.
Because
they do the
24
hours of a Christmas Story.
Yeah.
And so when I go to bed on Christmas Eve, I leave it on. And you wake up in the morning, and it's on. And it was kind of like It's a Wonderful Life. Is such a good movie, but we had to be reminded of that when finally it wasn't being played all the time.
I've never seen It's a Wonderful Life.
What?
I know.
Well, you haven't?
No.
It is that good.
Oh, it's the first movie I cried at.
Yeah,
really?
It is that good.
It's better than Up?
Yes.
Carl and Ellie's relationship gets me.
I was thinking, you've never seen Up.
Seen Up.
It's a little slow. It has moments.
It
but
is
it's
not slow.
It's a little slow.
Steve.
Definitely slow.
Steve.
But it's really good.
But I figure It's a Wonderful Life has been around, you know, almost a century. So if he hasn't seen that yet, I've got time to catch up on Up.
It's a Wonderful Life is one of those movies. I was at my nanny's house in West Monroe, Louisiana, on her...
West Monroe.
Yeah.
So big.
One's across the river. And so... I'm sitting on her. It was the middle of the night. It was Christmas Eve. Everyone had gone to bed. I couldn't sleep. And I got up, and she had a black and white television. Everyone had a black and white television. And it got three channels. Remember the ones that would like, you go click, click, click. And then there was like another, what was that other one? VHF?
It was the UHF and VHF dials.
Yeah, I never knew
the
difference.
Like,
yeah, I don't know which
was
which.
I don't know. One was like, it had like a bunch more. And the other one was like, just like eight.
And one you'd switch to, and then you'd flip the switch on the back so you could play your video game.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. Anyway, it was on. I caught it right at the beginning. It's in the middle of the night. It had to be, you know, midnight, 11 or whatever. I don't know. And I'm sitting on this green Naga hide chair watching this. And I got to be real close to it because I don't want to wake anyone up. And it gets to the point, I don't want to, spoiler alert. But at the end, it's really emotional and everyone comes in to help him. And I was like.
Is that the one where Mickey Rooney is an angel?
It's not Mickey Rooney.
No, it's not Mickey Rooney, but it sure looks like him.
Yeah. Really? But Clarence is not Mickey Rooney.
No.
Oh, okay.
And I was crying. I was a kid, and I was just like, this is the greatest. I'd never been moved like
that.
You've
been touched. You've been moved by a movie.
Television ever. It was, and I thought that was the greatest. And I thought I was the only one who ever knew about it. And I started telling everyone's like, yeah, it's a classic.
Yeah, it is just that good.
Okay. That's good. I'm trying to think of the other Christmas stuff that we watch.
Christmas Vacation.
Ghostbusters.
Oh, Christmas Vacation.
Oh, no, not
Ghostbusters 2.
Die Hard. Die Hard is probably one of the best Christmas movies ever. Possibly the greatest movie ever. There's nothing wrong. Tell me one bad thing about Die Hard.
There's nothing bad. Nothing. It has Alan Rickman.
It's got everything
like that's
in it.
And Bruce Willis.
Prime.
So I have.
Alan, who's Alan Rickman?
Alan Rickman's the bad guy in Die Hard. He was also.
He's the guy from Harry Potter and.
Quigley Down Under for the Western fans.
Yeah.
Quigley Down
and
Under.
And yeah, I have a weird
thing. Alan Rickman. You'll know.
Yeah, you'll know him.
As soon as you,
Yeah, you Google.
Wasn't he Scar? Wasn't Alan Rickman Scar in The Lion
Jeremy
King?
I thought Jeremy Irons.
Oh, it was Jeremy Irons. Yeah. You're right.
Why do I know that?
I don't know.
There's some physics I learned in high school that was replaced with Jeremy Irons played Scar. But yeah, but Alan Rickman I adore. And I have a weird crush on Bruce Willis, so that right there is it's a win-win movie for me.
Is he more attractive as an older guy?
No.
Or no? Okay, because like some guys,
I mean, he's still, it's not like I would say no if he asked me out or something.
What I was watching the other day and Rob Lowe was on it and I'm like going, how does he do that?
How does he? He's Benjamin Buttons.
Yeah, he
him
really,
and Stamos.
Yeah, John Stamos too.
How do they look better? Yeah, I've been watching John Stamos and Scream Queens and basically it's nothing but text conversations between me and my girlfriends going, oh, my God, John Stamos, and just drool emojis.
John Stamos is how old?
50.
Is he really 50?
He's 50.
Wow.
And he looks like that.
And what about Rob Lowe? How old
he's got to be 50. He's got a kid in college.
Are these your hottest guy, like, actors?
No, it's just, I guess,
Big D, name a movie they're in. Rob Lowe is 52.
Rob Lowe was in, he's in the one where he plays the son of the woman, Tommy Boy.
Oh, okay.
That's it. Tommy Boy. That's the only movie he's in.
Was he in Tommy Boy? I've never seen Tommy Boy.
I haven't seen Tommy Boy either. I don't know.
So we can't call you out on this. Yeah. We can't say you have been.
Yeah, he's in Tommy
Santa
Boy.
Santa was Fire.
Didn't
no?
see him.
Okay, that's cool.
Who was the other guy?
Wayne's World.
Who was the other guy you said?
I don't know.
Oh, John Stamos?
But in a movie? I don't
know. No, but you
has
could,
John
but,
Stamos ever been in a movie?
All I know is Full House.
Yeah, which and General Hospital. And,
right, but I don't think he's ever been in an actual movie.
I'm sure he has.
I'm sure he's been in something, but no, I don't remember anybody getting some big commercial that John Stamos is. You know, he's not
John
one of the-
Stamos. You ready? I can name them all. There's like it's a handful. Peggy Sue Got Married. Never Too Young to Die. Anything else that we've heard of? My Big Fat Greek Wedding too. So that's
isn't that sequel? Aww.
The first one was pretty good.
It was, but I didn't see the sequel because
yeah, they
got
married.
Be another wedding,
right? Okay. Didn't they get married?
Yeah, well, I think it was the daughter gets married in this one.
I think what a really good sequel though was the Meet the Fockers.
Mm-hmm.
Was a good one. Was it Meet the Parents and then Meet the Fockers?
I think so. Yeah.
Wasn't that the way they did it?
Yeah.
I thought that was a pretty good one for sequels. There aren't many sequels that are really good. Your Star Wars, can you count that a sequel?
You really can't.
That's really,
it's
a serial.
Whole series.
It's a
serial,
yeah.
So it's not
it's
a
like
sequel.
It's like people always say The Godfather 2 is better than The Godfather. I don't know. I'm just telling you what I've heard. I don't know.
Do you guys consider the Indiana Jones. Is that a sequel? But that's kind of like,
again, I say it's a cereal,
right?
It's a cereal. Yeah,
it's a cereal. I agree.
Fruit Loops, is that a sequel?
Cereal.
Okay.
Yeah. But as far as good sequel movies
that's the dumbest joke. That was terrible.
You know, it's like every
we
year.
We just let it go.
I am embarrassed.
You know, every year.
I'm sorry.
Everyone at Halloween comes up, you know, like, hey, what's a great costume? And everyone, someone always calls it.
I'm gonna be a serial killer.
They
tell us like it's like they really honestly believe that we've never heard that before.
Well, some girl came trick-or-treating at my house. This is years ago when I was like 15 or 16. And she came with little boxes, the mini cereal boxes glued to her shirt and a knife through one of them. And she's like, I have a game for you. If you can guess my costume, I'll give you my candy. But if you can't, you have to give me all your candy. And I go, all right, let's play.
Oh, no.
And so I go, you're a serial killer. And she's like, I was like, fork it over,
honey.
How
old was she?
She was a girl like I babysat in the neighborhood. So she wasn't that. She was probably 10.
You got
10.
Her candy, though.
Yeah, I was like.
That's
I just,
great.
But I loved how she was so confident.
She was.
Let's play a game.
Yeah. And she did. She had this little attitude on her. And I was like, just here's the deal. Give me your Reese's and I'll let you go. So I made her pick out the peanut butter cups and I let her go on her way.
I love Carson. So great.
Well, I think it's because I knew her and I'd babysat her that I maybe, had it been a stranger, I probably would have been a little bit more forgiving. But I was like, oh no, I will call your parents. Let's go.
Mine, all mine.
I like the one, the costume the kids did one year where they're all black, like they wear black sweatshirt and pants, and then they take, you know, those green things they're like made up of some sort of that glow stick material.
Okay.
You know, mm-hmm. Talking about the green ones you pop, and they're well, they make them in longer ones, like for necklaces. You've seen those?
Yes, yes, yes. Yeah, little thin ones.
And you can wear them. When they did that, and then they just, you can attach them so they make really long, and they made like down their leg and up here, like one up the chest and then one out to each arm, and they were a stick figure. So at night when they're walking, it looks like a stick figure is walking.
That's fun.
Yeah, it's pretty
cool.
That's
really cool. Actually, that's a really good costume this year.
Yeah.
You know what you could do? You could put cereal on the stick figure. You could be, I'm a serial killer stick figure. Mm-hmm. No one will guess that.
No.
Okay, here's a game.
Want to play?
You want to play a game? That reminds me. I tried to watch, Kathy and I at the house, we're going through Netflix. And
War Games?
No, that's great though. And I said, I find myself with cable, I used to go click, 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 click. And I'm like, get rid of it. We don't watch any of it. Now that I have Netflix, I'm like, click, 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 click. There's nothing I want to watch. And so we come up on Scary Movie.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's
I said, have you ever seen that? She's like, no. So I go, well,
you're talking about the comedy, right?
Parody or
satire? Yeah. The Wayans Brothers.
Yes. And so we watch it. We got to the part where they do the credits. And I'm like, okay, wow. She's like, you can turn this. So we watched something. We turned it off. It's
dumb.
Yes,
dumb.
It is
fun,
stupid, but it's funny. I've thought that.
You know, here's
amusing.
The thing: to get half of the jokes, you have to see the original movies they're making fun of. And Big D, obviously,
they're classic. And I didn't have to see the movies; I got the movies.
No, there's a lot of stuff in there that are you would have gotten twice as many jokes had you seen the movies that they were based off of.
What are they based off of?
Well, I mean, all kinds of different movies.
Yeah.
I mean, they didn't do just horror movies. They threw in a couple.
So what you're saying is to see this movie to make sense, you have to watch every movie that's ever been
made.
Yes.
Yes.
You have to be aware of the pop culture impact of all these movies. I'm not saying you have to see them, but given your history of not even being able to name actors, I'm not sure that.
You know what?
It's for you.
Venomous. Jeez.
You say that right?
Oh, Big D can't say half the words.
I do say them right.
You did say that right.
I said venomous. I can say everything correct. It's just some words.
Peripheral. What do you say?
Peripheral.
Peripheral.
Peripheral is the way it should be said.
Peripheral vision.
No. You know, it let's stop. If I was to tell you what's the correct way to say this word? Proper way. Is it peripheral or is it peripheral?
Peripheral.
You would go, oh, well, obviously it's peripheral. I can hear every word and every.
I don't think any of us would put an I in it.
Forget about how it's spelled.
You're adding. forget about
what it actually is.
peripheral is it's way more. It is
it's peripheral. Way more,
if I was to tell you, hey, how does Honey Boo Boo say what's in the side of her eyes? Peripheral. Exactly right. She would she say peripheral?
This is
She would say it sounds. This is more.
She would just call it side eye.
Just to clarify, we're taking our diction lessons from Honey Boo Boo.
Uncle Ed Walla. Sure.
How do you say the name of that metal stuff that they make foil out of?
Aluminium.
Aluminum?
Aluminum. But then it's better to say aluminium.
Like the Brits?
Like the British say, which is also wrong.
Wait, they say it that way?
Oh, yeah. You've never heard them say aluminium?
Aluminium.
Oh, yeah. It's great.
Yeah.
It's great. I can't wait for all the Brit podcast fans to chime in and go, we do say aluminium.
Well, you know, if you're writing out the word Wednesday in your head, don't you say Wednesday?
I do.
Don't we all say that?
As I write it, Wednesday.
But we say it in our heads. We don't say it out loud.
And I do that with business.
Yeah, me too.
Business.
That's right.
Instead of business, I say business. Well, as in my head, as I'm spelling it, business.
Also, the first meal of the day is breakfast.
Truth.
That's the way you have to do that one. Patrick says one day of the week, weird. What's the one after Wednesday?
Thursday?
No, that's not it. Oh, no. What's the month after January?
February.
That's right.
February.
It's February.
Both are correct, actually, because you can say with the R or without the R. We checked it one day on like dictionary.com. They had alternate pronunciations, and it's just a regional
thing. I will say, I say February. I don't put the R in where he does.
Oh.
But he is.
Well, hey, everybody, let's make fun of Carson. Did you hear? She's a moron. Come on, everybody. Come look at the klutz. Come on. Oh, yeah, but you guys are right immediately on me.
Yeah, whatever. Say supposedly.
Supposedly.
And what are the missiles? Like the missiles that get launched? And I gave it up just now. Now he's going to know.
Where does Homer
say
Simpson
quickly.
Work?
You know what, guys?
Where does Homer work?
Nuclear.
No, you still got it wrong.
Nuclear.
I like how we're just waiting and letting him.
Nuclear. I can say it right. Nuclear.
There you go.
I know it's the right way. I'm just saying it's better being raised the way I was to say things the way I was raised. I say that. I say heel.
Arnie says in Norway they say aluminium with the M.
Really?
Aluminium.
When you say heel, what are you talking about?
I'm talking about, like, not a mountain.
He's talking about the bottom of his foot?
Yeah, or would you make a dog do? No, you're...
No, like a small mountain is a heel. You know,
He's never been... But that's just Big D's upbringing. Yeah. He can't say hill and still and bill and fill and all. It's feel.
All right.
It's feel. And I catch myself. Like, normally when you're... people will meet me and they'll be like... Wow, you don't really sound like you're from anywhere. You have a very neutral accent. Until I go, yeah, but have you heard that new song from Vince
Gill?
And they go, what? What happened to you, Cletus?
It's showing.
We found it. Yay, we know where you're from.
But these guys would be like, I remember Bubba being originally, from South Louisiana. First time we met, or not the first time, but when that early on stage, when we liked each other. he said,
that's actually a joke.
Yeah, it's a joke. We're in the car and he goes, hey, I'm going to have to get a ghost in somewhere. Do you want to get down? Do you want to get down?
Yeah, that's what you say. If you want to get out of the car, you go,
are you getting down?
And I actually said, you getting down or what? And
yeah, he looked at you get down
he's
or
like,
what?
He's like, huh? I said, are you getting down?
Yeah.
Like, are we going to a club?
People not in South Louisiana don't say get down.
No, it's a total...
So the first time he had ever heard it was from me, and he was like, what are you talking about? I said, he's like, you're dancing.
What else did you guys say? It was go make groceries. Is that the other one?
Well, it's just the way, because of, if you look at Cajun French. It was derived from French in the 15, 1600s, which think about the way people talked in English with the these and thous and all of that. So if you get out of the car, how do you say?
You were getting out of a carriage, which you would.
You had to step down from the carriage.
Makes sense.
Exactly.
So
sure.
That's why people in Louisiana say, you getting down?
It's the way that they were.
Okay, I'm just going to run in here real quick. Don't get down.
Mm-hmm. But what's the
Yeah,
the,
I would be confused if somebody
said that
to me. What's
the make groceries one y'all do?
I think that was just also a translation. Like, and I don't know the words because my mom.
Do you save the dishes?
Yeah, save the
save
dishes.
Save the dishes?
What?
What's that?
Save the dishes. Like what if you wash the dishes and dry them, what do you do with them?
You put them, away?
No, you save the dishes.
You save them. That's great. I like that. I'm going to start doing that one. Hey, save the dishes. Like, did they not use
that? I mean, one of the definitions of save is to put away. So it's not incorrect. It's just an unusual thing.
Do you
to
guys
say.
Turn on the light or turn up the light?
On.
On.
See, and I turn it up. I've always. Hey,
you turn
the light.
It up and you're getting
well, what
down.
Do you do? What do? You flip
this
it up,
is why
right?
Louisiana
you turn it
is
up.
Such
up,
a party.
Getting down.
Do you guys, let's say we have the control for the. Central heat and air, and it is too warm in here. So will you go and
show?
Will you turn up? Will you turn up the air conditioning, or do you turn down the air conditioning? It's too warm.
If it's
in
too
here.
Warm, you say, "Can you put the air on?" That's what I say.
The air is already. Let's say it's on.
Well, if it's blowing hot air, you just.
You know what? Though I think. How do you? Because I think I say, "Can you turn up the air?" Which technically would be wrong, right? Because you would want it down because you want the temperature down?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. There is an answer. I just.
Oh.
I just don't know.
Mine is, who touched my presets? Because we don't touch our thermostat.
Oh, you're one of those.
I'm that guy.
You're
yes,
a dad. You're a dad.
Every day, it should always be a constant. And ours is set to where at different times, like at the night, it gets cold. You know, it's all set for the different settings and all. But
can you do that from your phone? Do you have a
Not on this one, no. Uh-huh. Not on
I'm the one that
thermostat.
Has the air on and leaves the door open so the dogs can run in and out. I'm fantastic. It's
$900 bill.
Yeah, you know, whatever.
But you know what? My dog can get out.
They're happy. It's fine.
Yeah, we're good. What kind of dog you have?
Two lab mixes.
Lab mixes.
Yeah, lab wolfhound mix
they're
and a lab
two lab
mix.
Crew.
Yeah. Oh, I'm going to start calling us
the
that.
Two lab crew. What?
Oh, that's going to be my Christmas card.
Hey, we want some Labradoodle.
Do you do Christmas cards with the dogs?
No.
Do you do Christmas cards?
I try to. I forgot to last year because I think I was moving, so I didn't get them out. But for the most part, I try to. But I'm really, like, you know what I do? I only send Christmas cards because we talk about, you know, radio is not always the most stable of businesses. So I'm really good about sending Christmas cards to, like, people that maybe I might need in the future to get a job.
Or to let people know where you are.
Yeah, I'm always like, here's where I am. Hey! So happy you had a great year, and I know we haven't talked.
Stacy wants to do Christmas cards this weekend because we're going to be going to the beach with the kids and everything for their little break, and she wants to take a picture, and I'm like, why? Because, you know, everybody's got those friends that they always send you Christmas cards from the beach. I'm like, why do we want to do that? We're not going to be at the beach for Christmas. And she's like, well, just want the kids want to do it. The kids don't want to do it. Mama wants to do it. But anyway, do I shave this? I thought I was giving myself enough time. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's full enough yet. I'm trying to decide.
You doing a beard this Christmas?
I think I usually do in the winter. So I don't know because it's pretty thin still.
I wouldn't shave it. How long does it take you to grow that back?
This is a week, yeah.
Golly, you guys with your hair. Hormones.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
2 years.
I don't know. So you say, what do you say? Carson, you're the lady. Does it need to go? Or need
if
to
it's
stay?
A family picture, yeah, sure.
It will be. If she gets her wish and then, we take the Christmas card picture, then.
Then, yeah, if you're doing the Christmas card picture, you might as well shave it.
Oh, don't shave it. What are you talking about shaving? Shaving
like
what?
All off.
Shit.
And just start over. Yeah, take the picture and then start all over.
Because you look doughy faced.
I do look doughy faced.
Yeah.
Leave it. Don't, if you want to, you know, trim it up some or thin it down.
Go full on Miami Vice and just zap it to where, you know.
You know, they say that.
The Sonny Crockett look.
That that is the, women find that the most attractive is that.
5 o'clock shadow?
Yeah.
Still?
Yep. We do.
Yeah.
Still?
Yeah, because, you know, it's a manly thing. because you're growing facial hair. It's a sign of masculinity. We really like it.
Yeah.
And it makes you look a little bit rough around the edges.
Yeah, you don't want to be like, hello, how are you?
Yeah, because we don't want guys that are more manicured than us. We certainly want you to look put together and presentable, but if you're using more product than me, this is not going to work.
Oh my God, the other day, I found a flipping hair right here, on my back, on my traps or whatever this is. It was like 4 inches long, one hair by itself. I'm like, why would my wife not tell me it was there? And also, why would she not just pluck it? Just pull that thing.
Man, maybe that thing grew overnight.
Yeah.
Could be your diet.
Sprouting.
They can't grow that fast. Can they?
I don't know.
It was weird. I'm like, what do I do? I'm like, do I keep this? What do I do? Do I take it to my doctor and go, hey, here's a 4-inch random hair.
Yeah, I get one little chin hair that grows out. And it's been doing it since I was like 20. And I was like so mortified. Like, oh my God, I'm a wicked witch. And then I found out like every chick has it. They were like, oh no, it's just that. Like, no.
Everybody's got one hair in a random place.
It's like right under your chin. Like every girl.
Same hair?
Same place, yeah.
Can't you do something? Can I plug it up or... Like, pull it and, like...
I mean, I tweeze it. Or,
don't do it again. You know what's coming for you.
I yell at it, yeah. The problem is it can't actually see how angry I am because it's on the bottom of my face.
Is it blonde?
So. Yeah.
So sometimes, you know, there are times that you don't see it.
Yeah.
But you're in the Starbucks line and you're backlit.
Oh, being backlit is the devil.
And there's some
worst.
Hot guy with a 5 o'clock shadow. He's heading to the
John
gym.
Stamos John Stamos hair.
He's headed to the gym. He's headed to the gym. He works out a lot. Not competitive, not a bodybuilder, but he's like a Mr. Fitness kind of guy. Yeah. And
it's like a CrossFit.
He's
like
over there he's going to get a chai tea, you know?
Because he's that guy. Yeah.
Yeah. And he's kind of next to you, behind you, and he has to get one of those healthy snacks. So he goes, excuse me, can I get right in front of you there? And so he leans over and he goes, thanks. And when he turns to look at you and he sees you backlit, he sees this.
The
like,
one hair?
This this snake coming off of your chin. It's like, and he's like, oh my. And you go, oh, hi. He's
hey.
Like,
And no.
The monster.
And then he just throws the snack at you and runs. He runs away.
He dives for the safety of the drive-thru line.
He's like, I'll just take a parfait and leave.
Oh, my God, he's hideous.
Unbeknownst to me, the chin hair was waving at him the whole time. Now, I'm super paranoid about it. Like, I will always be touching my chin just to see, like, is one coming in.
I think we should name your chin hair. What's her chin hair name? What's the name of that little thing?
Stabby.
Stabby? Stabby?
Because it's just one, and it pokes through.
Stab. I see it being wavy and weak. Is it kind of bristly and hard?
Yeah, actually. No, it is. It's a coarser grain of hair.
Is it kind of like my beard?
What a strange conversation.
Is it in now? At what stage is Stabby out now?
Well,
it's on the
Why
side.
Why do you call it Stabby?
It's like here-ish.
Because she said it's kind of...
Yeah, because it pokes through.
It would poke through a shirt?
If you wore a shirt over your chin,
over
yes.
My chin.
If you had a turtleneck, would it poke through?
I'm not sure it would be turtleneck. But maybe a t-shirt.
Tension.
Something thin from Old Navy, perhaps.
Where on your chin is it? If I'm looking, like, okay, imagine
right
everyone,
here.
If you're looking at her face.
Right here.
And her forehead is noon, and then her, you know, looks like it's her right clock here. Face. It would be at about... that's almost 6
right
o'clock.
Yeah, it's almost 6 o'clock.
Almost 6 o'clock.
I'm going to say 6:30, almost 7.
Yeah, it's about right, 6:30-ish.
Yep.
How about we call it 6:30? How's 6:30?
It's right on time.
6.
It runs regular.
Yeah, 6:30.
But, yeah.
So you had to pluck it?
Yep. Or this is how weirdly obsessive I get about it, that if I, for some reason, feel it coming in, I will go somewhere and I'll get a piece of tape. And like try to pull it with tape because I can't wait until I get home because I'm so weird about it.
Tape will pull a hair out?
Yeah, you like fold the tape over it.
And that's enough to pull a hair out?
I've done it.
So you can grab it.
Yep.
She's using the tape on two sides.
Yep.
And then it's almost like a little...
It sticks, yeah.
It's it's like you would to use to open up a pickle jar. The same concept.
Yeah, right, you know, so.
And then you,
I've never used tape to open a pickle jar.
Yep, and then you go...
And you just pull 630 as hard as you can.
Yep. Wait, wait, wait. You can use tape to open a pickle jar?
No, I meant like having to get something to get a good grip on it.
Yeah.
Oh, like those little... I use... it's like a drawer liner. But it's like a rubbery mat type thing. And I just grab that out of the bottom and I use that. And I'm like,
you can also take like a big spoon, like a serving spoon, and just hold it at an angle and kind of
tap,
tap around the top, like the way you would open it, you know, lefty loosey. And you just kind of tap it around the top and it will, little minute little moves by that force, and it will open it up.
Everybody says that, and I don't know that it's ever gotten to work for
everyone says that hot water works, and I never get that.
I've heard the hot water thing, too.
And I take it, and I flip it upside down. I'll take the jar, and I go, and I bang on the top, on the bottom.
Yeah.
And you just flip it over and pop it open. It's kind of the same thing, but you don't need a knife or anything. You just flip it upside down, and you bang on the bottom. It lets the air out of the seal.
Oh, and that's what's causing the...
Which is the same thing you're doing with the deal. I would show you on my thing, but I would end up spilling liquid.
Hey, remember the time, Bubba?
So you take it like this. You're holding your thing. You flip it over and go, just like that, and it's open.
Yeah. Oh.
There you go. Now you know.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. Well, this has been a good podcast. Thanks, everyone. Thanks, everyone, for listening.
We learned how to do some amazing bacon.
I wish the camera could see Carson's... jeans. Carson, can you step over there? Her own jeans.
Get it with your phone light.
Oh yeah, yeah. Hold on.
It is kind of dark.
All right, I see, man. Man, this new iOS 10. It's so great.
So clunky.
Okay, can you see that?
A little bit. Get it closer. There we go. Oh, there we go. Carson made her jeans.
Why do you have a? It's a skull. Why do you have a skull on your pants?
It's The Walking Dead coming up in like a week and a half. It's Halloween month.
I just customize my little jeans so I don't look like everybody else when I'm at a show. And the jeans I like that look like this, I'll start at like $300, and I'm not paying someone $300 to sew patches on a pair of JCPenney pants.
Patches.
So.
JCPenney's.
Yep. JCP.
JCP.
Mm-mm. You down with JCP?
You know me. You used to get me some JCP. I used to get my pants at Sears.
See?
Get the Huskies?
Got the Huskies with the reinforced knees?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah, not the ones with the patches. The knees actually were reinforced from the inside. They were thicker.
Yeah.
Oh.
You could hardly walk in them. Very hard to walk in those.
But they weren't going to rip.
You know what? It's funny because those Huskies weren't made, and by people saying Husky nowadays, Husky means chunky and all that. Husky back then, it meant it was tougher, and they were tougher pants.
I get the big ones.
I was trying to help you, man. I was trying to be my boy's
Patrick
boy.
Patrick had handsome Husky. Hey, everybody had Husky, say hey!
Yeah!
Yeah, that's right. Getting some Husky old jeans. Mom come in there, that denim, it looked black. It was so dark. It was like...
Is that mega indigo?
It was like legit straight from the West, like old West.
Like
denim.
You were going out mining.
Yes.
Panning for gold in these
things.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. You could have shot me in the leg. Bounce right off. Had that, and we had the, I believe I told you guys the other day about my fake polo, the Knights of the Round Table.
Yes.
Had that.
Yeah, sure.
And I was just, I couldn't believe that. Like, I went through that weird, you know, I don't know what, how, maybe 15 when I started getting like, oh, you know what? I want to be cool.
You want to be fashion forward?
You know, I'm this fat kid. I want to, like, no clothes. Like, I couldn't go buy, like, regular clothes. It just didn't fit right. And then we were poor. We weren't going to get, like, polo shirts like everyone else. And so mom goes, and she didn't, God bless her, I don't think she knew the difference. I think she saw Knights of the Round Table, and it was like half the price.
Same.
To her, it looked the same.
It's a polo shirt.
There was a horse.
It's a horse.
Polo
and a guy.
The style.
It's got a little flag on top of his little, you know, little thing or whatever. And so, and she was like, got some shirts for you. I'm like, oh, okay. Oh. Yeah. Thanks, Mom. These are great.
Hey, Patrick, get a hotline call. If you want to grab that. I'm sorry. It's not flashing for some weird reason. Okay. Normally it's like, you know. Right now at Subway, Monday is no longer Monday. Thanks to the 350 sub of the day, Monday is now known as sweet onion chicken teriyaki day. I don't know if you knew that.
Should we talk to them?
Was it for my sister? Yeah, she just tried calling.
Well, let's talk to your sister.
Well, I don't know what she's calling.
Wait, before you answer.
You read the thing.
I have something more important than
that. It's like a family emergency.
Hey, Carson.
Okay.
Bubba's sister.
Hey, what's going on?
Bubba's sister writes adult fiction, like adult stories.
Oh, really?
Yes. It's so-and-so, and it's a vampire setting. And
so it's like supernatural stuff? So it's like supernatural erotica?
Yeah.
Hold on. I'm going to put you on the air here. Let me have you here. I'm sorry.
Yeah, and she's super proud of it. You can ask her all about it.
She's in Orlando right now, and she's like, "You want to talk weather for the hurricane?"
Hey, actually, Carson had a question about your writing.
Well, I was just told about your writing. Can you tell me about it? Like, is there vampires involved?
Well, and some of them there are, but they're really not your traditional paranormal vampires. It's more science fiction vampires, so they're sort of more alien than they are vampires.
Oh, okay. Because, I mean...
You can ask anything. Just keep going.
I was like, I like vampire stories, and I am an adult.
There's a lot of love making in
nothing
these
wrong
books.
With it.
You got any new ones? What's the latest?
The latest one is actually an erotica, so... but I do have one set in Louisiana that's young adult, so it's very readable for people who don't read, you know, smut.
Smut.
traditional vampires in that one, too, and werewolves, you know, because you have to have Rudaroo in there somewhere.
Yeah.
Okay. So what's the weather like?
The weather is windy and rainy. Actually, it's fairly sprinkling, and there's not a whole lot of wind going on yet. But the bigger problem is... traffic of people evacuating.
Yeah.
So that's the bigger issue.
Do they open?
You're the funny one though. You went to the hurricane instead of because you don't live. I mean, you live outside of DC, and you went. Why are you in Orlando? What are you doing?
I am actually here for a book convention called Indie Book Fest. And it's here in Orlando, and I have some other people running it. And so I decided to come down to be supportive since some of the other artists weren't capable of making it down. And I just made sure that, you know, I was safe on the road. Actually, 95 was as clear as it has ever been at 2 o'clock in the morning. So, so I had a really safe ride in.
What's the name of the convention?
Indie Book Fest. And it's in Orlando, and we'll be doing book signings on Saturday, and that's actually free and open to the general public. And by that time, Matthew should have flown through.
Yeah, there you go.
Do you think Disney World's open? I don't know. Like, because would this be the time to go to Disney? Because, like, nobody's there.
Yeah, there's no wait on the rides.
I think Disney shut down.
Oh, bummer.
Yeah, everything's about shut down by now. Even your local stores are shutting down by about 4 o'clock, you know.
Gotta get the bread. Gotta get the milk.
Hey, what is your what's your pen name?
Your nom de plume?
It's C.G. Powell.
C.G. Powell. And you can go on Amazon and everywhere you get books
Amazon,
and download
Barnes
your stuff?
Amazon, Barnes & Noble, iTunes, yeah.
Okay.
And I have some free ones out there. There's a couple of them free. I know Spellcheck and Mistake are both free.
Oh, that's cool.
And those are kind of the ones that are semi-porny?
Spellcheck is. Mistake is young adult, so we're good on that one.
Okay.
I'm good with both of those.
Do you have any, like, are they like sports? You have, like, Tiger Woods or stuff like that? Or?
No, but I know somebody that does write that. And there's somebody that writes something of everything, right?
Got your 9-iron. Here you go, Tiger Woods.
Wow. Oh, she's disappointed. Just a putter.
Got your pitching wedge. Okay. Love you. Be safe. I'll call you here later.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye bye.
Okay. All right. Love you. Bye.
All right. Tiger's Wood is great, man. I will give you total props. Please tell me that's not a real book. And if it's not, it needs to be.
Should be, shouldn't it?
Yes.
All right. So, well, she's all right, man. That's a.
And you did the Subway commercial. We're good.
No, I was telling her about your sister's smut.
Okay. So where were we? In fact, at Subway, there's a different 3 56-inch sub of the day every day of the week, each containing no artificial flavors or colors from artificial sources for just $3.50. It's a great sub for a great price. Wednesday, you got Turkey Breast Day. Thursday is Italian BMT Day. What is a BMT?
Bacon.
Mayonnaise.
Meat. I think it's like, bacon. No, the BMT has like a lot of meat on it.
Bacon, meat, and tomato.
Oh, I don't think there's a bacon on a BMT.
Bacon is a meat. You can't say meat, right. Meat, and tomato.
I think it's like salami and pepperoni.
Maybe it's bacon, meat, and turkey. No, because turkey's meat.
We have this amazing thing called Google. Please hold.
Find out what that is. That is Thursday. The 3.50 sub of the day. It's a different 6-inch sub every day only at Subway. Thank you for sponsoring the podcast again, Subway.
Biggest, meatiest, tastiest.
Biggest, meatiest, tastiest.
Have we been doing these spots and we don't even know that?
Well, mm-hmm. I thought it was like a BLT. I never knew, I just assumed. I hadn't had one of the BMTs.
Salami, pepperoni, ham, and your choice of other toppings.
Guess what I'm having for lunch?
There you are.
An Italian BMT.
Well, hey, everybody. Thanks for listening. We appreciate it. Make sure you subscribe and tell your friends about the podcast. And we will see you next week.
Bye.
This was the podcast, but now it's over. But that's okay, because you can listen to the regular show.
Yeah.
On the radio every day. It was the podcast.